Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1177 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Mr. Brent enacted everything that was supposed to have been done by Conley. Mr. Fleming played the part of Mr. Frank. Neither one of these gentlemen are connected with the pencil factory. In putting the cloth around the corpse, I think they actually gained time. They did it really faster than it could have been done. Mr. Herbert Haas did most of the reading of the directions. There were no feet hanging out of the sack like the body would. As to whether it isn't much easier to take the sack as it was than it would be to handle a human body in a sack, with the head and shoulders and arms exposed at one end and the feet and the legs up to the knees exposed at the other, I believe you could pick up a body just as quickly as you could a sack. Corpses are pretty hard to handle. Fleming acted nervous and agitated like Frank was supposed to have done. He didn't tremble. I think he gained time there. In picking her up and putting her on the elevator, I think they did that fully as quickly as a person could have taken a body, probably faster. I don't think Mr. Fleming really unlocked the elevator box like Mr. Frank was supposed to do it. He went through the motion. It probably takes longer to actually unlock it than it would to go through the motion of doing it. He probably gained time there. In going down the elevator, I think Mr. Schiff ran the elevator. He was in the building when we got there and let us in. He ran it because none of the rest of us knew how to run it. He brought us back up again in the elevator. That's the only part he took in the performance. Mr. Brent, impersonating Conley, carried the body out of the elevator. He is a large man and had no trouble carrying 107 pounds. Whatever the instructions called for, we followed to the letter. Mr. Wilson and I had the paper in our hands and checked Mr. Haas as he read the directions. These directions furnished us were supposed to be Conley's testimony on the stand. It was furnished to us as a copy of the evidence as given by Conley. When we got to the basement, I am not sure whether Mr. Brent, impersonating Conley, carried the body or dragged it. It could be dragged as quickly as it could be carried. I had my eyes on the paper all the time. Mr. Brent didn't get in the wardrobe. He was too big. He went to wardrobe, and we eliminated the time he was supposed to be there. A small man could have got in it. They did not write out the notes. We eliminated that also. Staying in the wardrobe and writing the notes was not included in the 18.5 minutes it took. It was said that Conley's testimony was to the effect that he was in the wardrobe 8 minutes. The notes were supposed to have taken from 12 to 16 minutes to write, but we didn't add that in our estimate. Mr. Wilson and I set our watches together when the performance started. The only thing that we omitted from the entire performance was writing the notes and concealing Conley in the wardrobe. Yes, I wrote that letter. I wrote it partially at the instance of myself and partially at the instance of Mr. Leonard Haas, my personal attorney.